This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. This program is brought to you each week by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching, preaching, and proclaiming God's coming kingdom. God's kingdom that is coming is going to be a time of peace. We're going to be looking at that again today from the book of Isaiah. So if you have a Bible, I'd like to have you get it and follow along. We're going to look at Isaiah chapter 35. I'd like to have you also get a piece of paper and a pencil to write down any other passages that we share, because I believe it's important for you to be able to go back and verify the words that I'm sharing with you from Scripture. I want to challenge you personally to study your Bible and to check out what I'm sharing with you. I'm sharing with you what the Bible is teaching, and a lot of the time, some of the things you may hear on this program may be something a little bit different than you might be used to hearing. But I want to challenge you to check it out and verify it. And if you have questions regarding it, why, there's an address at the end of the broadcast to send any comments or questions to Kingdom Ministries, Post Office Box 420, Litchfield, Minnesota 55355, and send them to me, to Pastor Dale. And I'd like to hear your comments and questions, because I want you to study the Scriptures for yourself to see what the Bible is truly teaching. We're in the period of Advent, and it's coming nearer and nearer to Christmas. This is the third Sunday of Advent, and the lesson taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 35 shows a time of peace and a glorious opportunity of rulership under King Jesus. The Old Testament is prophetic of a coming Messiah that is going to rule and reign, and that is what the Jews were looking for in Jesus' day, when he was born, when he appeared in the wilderness of Judea and began his ministry and was teaching things concerning the kingdom of God. His message was concerning the coming kingdom of God. And the miracles he did illustrated what the kingdom of God was going to be like. When Jesus returns, and that is a day that is future to us, he is going to bring in a period of peace. And I want you to write down the verse of Revelation chapter 20 and verses 4 through 6. We're not going to take time to read those in their entirety, but they mention a period of time when Jesus will reign for 1,000 years. This is after the first resurrection. And during this 1,000 years, Jesus will be king from Jerusalem. And you and I are going to rule and reign with Jesus. And as we found not only here, but also from Isaiah chapter 2, that this kingdom is going to be centered in Jerusalem, the capital. Jesus will be in Jerusalem, on the earth, ruling and reigning. You and I, who are part of the church, will have been raised to immortality. Immortality means we're incapable of dying, and we will rule and reign with Jesus. And you can check that out. Another verse to write down is Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. We're going to be kings and priests and reign on the earth. The Bible tells us what we're going to do and where we are going to do it. Our reward is here, and Jesus is going to rule and reign on the earth. And here's a picture from Isaiah of what this perfection is going to be like. Jesus is going to rule, and it's going to take 1,000 years to establish the perfection on the earth. There will be mortal people. There are going to be the nations on the earth during that time in which Jesus is going to be governing. Isaiah 35 says, "The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like a crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, the tongue of the speechless shall sing for joy. The water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of the jackals will become a swamp, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway will be there. It shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it, for they shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion, and sing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. It's a time of rejoicing, a time of peace, a time when God's people will be there, a time when the feeble hands will be strengthened, a time when the blind can see, a time when the deaf will be able to hear, the lame will be able to walk. This will take place in the kingdom of God when Jesus begins to establish peace and the kingdom of God on the earth. I want to take you back and have you write down and re-examine the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer from Matthew chapter 6. In that passage in Matthew chapter 6, the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, and he gives them a sample, he gives them a model, and many of you listening already know this prayer because it is recited in our worship week after week. And I want you to look at this passage. It's starting in verse 9 after Jesus tells them, "Pray then in this manner, Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's the ending of verse 10. That's as far as I want to go at this point. I want you to take another look at that. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. In this prayer that we pray in church, it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The kingdom is going to come, and Jesus is going to establish it on earth. And God's will be done on earth as his will is done in heaven. We've been praying for 2,000 years, this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, as we call it, "Thy kingdom come," praying for the kingdom to come. Do you realize what it is you've actually been praying for? That God's will would be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. And it will be in the future when Jesus returns, for Jesus is going to come again. It was proclaimed by the angels when Jesus ascended, recorded in the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, as Jesus ascended in before the eyes of his disciples there in Jerusalem. He ascended and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two men stood by in white clothing and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Jesus himself, in Matthew 24, verses 30 through 34, he talks about his return. And he said, "After the days of tribulation shall the sun be dark and the moon will not give her light." It's at that time that the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and we will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And Jesus is coming again. That's future to our day. And when he descends from heaven, Paul records in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that the dead in Christ will rise. the living Christians will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and forever then we will be with the Lord. We're going to return with Jesus to this planet, and Jesus is going to begin ruling and reigning from Jerusalem. In the book of Revelation, it talks about when the seventh angel sounds, the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and Jesus begins to reign, and he will reign from Jerusalem. A glorious time. It's future to our day. But I believe it's not that far away. We can't name a date because nobody knows the day or the hour. Only God knows. The Bible says, as Jesus was preaching in Matthew, recorded in Matthew 24, not even Jesus knows the day. He said, only his Father knows. Jesus didn't know the day. It's a day that's a future to us. It's coming. It's not far away, because we see prophecy being fulfilled before us, and Jesus is going to return, and he is going to begin setting up perfection, and the illustrations of his miracles will come to pass. The eyes will be opened for the blind, the deaf can hear, the lame can walk. A beautiful time of peace when they will no longer learn of war. That's going to be the beginning of the kingdom of God. And as I mentioned in Revelation chapter 20, it's for a period of 1,000 years when Jesus begins to rule and reign from Jerusalem. You and I, kings and queens, in training right now for our rulership as we rule and reign with him on the earth. I encourage you to follow along each week. Study your Bible. If you have comments or questions, I encourage you to write to me at the address that's given here at the end of this program. Tune in again next week as we continue our study, and may you have a blessed Advent in Jesus' name.